XL 102, Richmond's alternative rock. It is Mojo, and we're joined by L King now. What's going on, L?
Hi, what's going on?
Just sitting here doing a little radio show. Your new album comes out tomorrow, right?
Yes, it does. Very excited.
I saw by your trailer for the video that you're very, very excited. That was an interesting watch.
Oh, okay. I'll take it, I guess.
Right on. So, what was the difference in making this album as compared to, like, making the last album?
Well, I really made this one. I mean, the last time I kind of would just sit in the studio. Like, I wrote the songs, and then I'd sing, and I played instruments on a couple of things. But it was really, when it came down to production and everything, it was really, you know, a bunch of, you know, like all the men that I worked with, it was all kind of them. And I didn't know, like, say my ideas, because I didn't even know that I had good ideas. And so by the time it came around for me to make a second album, I was like, hey, I think I want to do this myself with my band, man. And they're like, yeah, all right, I guess. And I said, if it doesn't work, I'll work with whoever you want me to work with.
So yeah. Did you feel like you learned a lot from the first album to be able to make that step into the second album?
I mean, totally, yeah. As you get older, you learn so much, I think. I mean, if you're not learning anything, you're doing something wrong. I'm always trying to, you know, learn new things, and I didn't know what a tech nerd I was or what a studio nerd I was until I really got in the studio, and I do have good ideas, and I do have, like, sonic visions, I guess. And so I don't know. I learned a lot more on the second record, and it's just so near and dear to my heart. I'm just really excited to put out. I'm so proud of it.
In case you're just tuning in, we're talking with L King. What was your favorite part other than having more creative input on this album and making this album?
I mean, writing it with my boys, with my band, The Brethren, was just, I mean, a very freeing experience, and it made us very, very close-knit. But, I mean, one of my favorite things probably was working with the choir in Texas. Just incredible voices, incredible people. We had a whole orchestra come out, and getting to work with this composer named Buffy Jacobs. She's just out of this world talented, and you know, then we had a whole horn section come in, and it was just, I worked with what I feel is they're just geniuses, and they're just so special, and they could tell how much this meant to me, and they really put a lot of time, and everyone that I worked with, I'm just so grateful for their time and everything, and I learned something from each and every one of them.
Do you feel like this album reflects on you more personally than the last one?
Totally. I mean, I'm still very, very proud of my first album. My first album got me where I am today, and it also gave me the leeway to make this record. And so it's the second record is not like a crazy departure, but it is, I think, a new chapter. I think the next level. I've grown as a musician, as a songwriter, and now as a producer. So I don't know. It's still me. It's actually much more me because I change as a person. I feel like I'm a woman now. You know, I felt like, you know, you think that you turn 21 and you're a grown up. Like, no, you're not. I was an idiot. And so for the couple years that I was traveling around trying to make a record, I thought that I knew everything, and I definitely didn't. I still don't know everything. I know a lot more than I used to know. But, yeah, it's so much more me, I think. I really got to express myself in the truest way on this album.
Does that give you, like, a new sort of energy, like, to get excited about making the new album or going out and playing these songs live?
Totally. I mean, I have so much energy and excitement. I wake up every day at 7 a.m. just like, I'm up, I'm awake, I'm ready for the day.
I'm, like, still peeling my eyelids back at 7 a.m., but maybe I need something for inspiration like that. Tell us what we can expect from the album.
Well, I mean, you can expect a lot of things. It's a storyteller album, I think, but it's a little rowdier than – it's not like a singer-songwriter album. It's definitely rock and roll, and it's got a lot of soul on it. It literally, like, word for word explains what I went through in the last year and a half because – I'm not really sugarcoating anything, and I genuinely made this album during the hardest time in my life. And so it's very true to me. It's maybe overly honest, but that's the kind of person I am, and it got me through a really, really rough time. And so I can only be myself, you know, and so my music just definitely speaks to that.
Where do you find yourself writing your music?
I mean, mean, all over. I think inspiration can strike anywhere. I got the idea for a song called Baby Outlaw in the back of a taxi in New York City, and it just came in my head, and I have a little, like, 6-second voice memo of, like, my idea, like, ain't nobody's baby, ooh, baby, I'm an outlaw. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And then I like, started writing that song when I got to where I was going. So I think inspiration can come to you wherever you are. I don't know. But I do like writing at home, and I loved writing. The place that we recorded, like, most of the album is a place called Echolab Studios in Denton, Texas. And there was just something magical and really special about that place. And I wrote some really amazing, powerful stuff in that studio live room. So I will always be grateful for that place.
So you find just inspiration about anything. It sounds like most of the stuff you write, though, is personal, right?
I mean, yeah, because I'm singing about my perspective, and I mean, music is very cathartic and therapeutic for me. So I feel like I would be lying if I was singing about something that I didn't relate to or I didn't believe in. And I sing, I mean, yeah, most of my songs come through, like, pain. I think a lot of great art comes through pain. And so, yeah, I happened to be having my heart just shredded while I was making this. But what a beautiful thing to have this creative outlet when I was really down and out, you know?
Yeah, well, at least something good came out of it, right?
Yes, 100%. The whole time I was going through it, I was like, man, I know in a year I will not say, thank God this happened, but I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't have the album if I didn't have, you know, such a crazy life situation at the time. I definitely will not repeat that again, but I did get a good heartbreak album, I think.
Well, the album comes out tomorrow. It's called Shake the Spirit. You can pre-order it right now on Spotify, on your website, and all the rest of that stuff. We look forward to hearing it.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, L. King, for being with us.
Thank you. Have a good one.